Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, that godliness ensures great benefits. And in 1 Timothy 4, 7 and 8, we saw the Bible said, reject profane and wives' fables, and exercise yourself toward godliness. Exercise yourself toward godliness. And then verse 8 says, for bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. So we're looking at the profits of godliness. Now, we don't serve God for profit. We serve Him because we love Him and He saved us and He's so good to us. But He says there are benefits to being a child of mine, to serving me. And one of those benefits is that there's great promises in this lifetime and in the life to come. So it's a wonderful thing to exercise godliness. And so we want to pick up where we left off yesterday and exercise godliness and learn to be godly and trust God. And the benefits are outstanding. So let's pick it up right now and see what the Lord is showing us.
So spiritual fitness requires daily training. We saw that. You have to work out. You got to go to the exercise, you got to go to Pilates, whatever it is you're doing, you got to do it, you got to exercise, lift the weights, go for a run, and all that kind of, it requires training. In the same way physical exercise requires training, so does godliness require daily training. And you can train daily by living in the Word of God, by listening to people, by just trying to do it God's way. Now, there's no one perfect in this room. There's none of you that are perfect in you. How many of you? Now, your spirit is. The real you is. Because Jesus, when you got saved, He made you righteous. And you will never be more righteous than you are right now in your spirit, man. Even when you go to glory with God, you're as righteous there. Because you don't get more righteous than Christ's righteousness. Is that correct? So I'm already righteous. My spirit, man. But my body's still got some work to be done, and my mind. My soulish realm, amen? And so it requires regular exercise. So I've got to train myself to do things a different way than I used to. I've got to try to do it the way God says to do it. Now, no one's perfect, yeah? Only Jesus was perfect. He came without sin, the only one without sin, and He left having taken care of the sin problem. We all understand that, correct? We all understand that. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world. He did that for you and for me. He took away the sin. So now we are able, He's made us accepted, Ephesians 1:6. God has made me accepted through the Beloved. So now God accepts me because of the finished work of the cross, the done work. You see, like my wife was saying, you and I are saying, do, 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 do. Right? And God is saying, done, done, done. Right. It's a done, finished, completed work. And we're trying to take the will from God. And He's saying, uh-uh, be a passenger. Just receive. Let me get you to your destination. Yeah. Amen. And so we know we've been made accepted through Jesus. And we know we're seated in Ephesians 2:6. We're seated together with Christ. Where? In heavenly places. Now that's spiritually speaking, right? So we are already above every bad circumstance that's ever going to come toward you. Yeah. You're seated above it. You're seated in heavenly places together with Christ Jesus. So when you take on a fight, you don't take it from down here looking up. You take it from up looking down.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
Yeah.
You take it from a position of victory. Yeah. You are in victory. Say, I'm victorious.
I'm victorious.
Amen. Now watch here. Godliness is not a hindrance to success. You know, I remember thinking, oh, well, really, you know, I want to sow my wild oats first. How many of you wanted to sow your wild oats first? You wish you didn't, right? Wish you didn't sow those wild oats because you got a lot of wild junk in the trunk from that, right? Remember them days? It's the opposite. It's not a hindrance to success. It's the opposite. It's profitable unto all things. People think, well, God just wants to take away my fun. No, God wants to protect you. And living by faith is more fun than I ever had in my life before. I was a businessman. I had steakhouses and coffee shops and things like that in South Africa, and everything was hunky-dory, and I thought I was living high on the hog. I was living like a pig. I didn't realize it, high on the hog. You understand? But eventually, I came to my senses because God had to get me to see the truth and get saved. And once I got saved, I stepped into a place called faith. The kingdom of heaven requires faith. Without faith, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, it's not possible to please God. So I had to step into a place of faith. And then I started living by faith. And let me tell you something. You know the story. When I came to America, I had like, when I met my wife, I had two suitcases. They were green. I remember them. I wonder where they are today. I had two green suitcases. And I'm standing there with nowhere to go, nothing to do, no money, no nothing, but a beautiful woman in my life. And I'm standing there. She says, well, okay, we're going somewhere. So we get in the car that she borrowed. It was a truck. She's sitting there, right? Every time you hit to a bump, the window would come. The front windshield was cracked from something. It hit it some time ago. So you had to kind of look through the cracks. Because, you know, if you don't look properly, you see like 10 million cars where there's only two. You know what I'm saying? It's just. And then I was looking at the floor through the floorboards. I was watching the street while she was driving. There was rust. And if it rained, God help us. Do you remember? I had to put my hand out the window and do this with the wipers. And at that particular time in my life, I would have thought I was better off in South Africa. I had businesses, everything was great, and I thought that, and I was living great. Until God started to move in our lives by faith. Everything you see in our lives is by faith. Absolutely everything. Trust in God and faith in God and doing what God said. So we took it that way, and living by faith is way more exciting. Way more exciting than by living by yourself on your own terms, the way you think it should be done. Because the way I thought it should be done cost me a lot of money, a lot of pain, a lot of aggravation. Right? So once we started doing it according to God's will, it became profitable for us. We weren't looking for profit from God. We weren't looking. We just fell in love with God and started to talk to God. We didn't even know how to speak to God. Well, maybe my wife did, but at that stage, I was still getting some other stuff from God. And all of a sudden, I started finding out you can speak to God. And I started communicating with God on a better scale. I did in South Africa, but now I started really getting involved with God. And it was out of those moments that God gave us the name of the church. Remember, He gave us the name of the church. He gave us the four pillars of the church. I mean, just download after download. Bang, bang, bang. And God started to direct us. And I'll never forget, we bought our first car brand spanking new online. They delivered it to us. You remember that? Our first brand new car, we bought it online. They delivered it on a truck to us, and I stood there looking at my brand new car saying, thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's exciting.
Yeah.
That is exciting. Where we couldn't afford to live on anything, but who was it? What was the company? Checkers. How many of you remember Checkers? Two burgers for $3, or was it two for one? Something crazy. Remember that? We'd live on burgers from Checkers. I like their fries. But that's how we lived. We lived that way. And so, but living by faith was an exciting time for our lives. And then we started a church in a little storefront. I mean, remember the storefront? Good grief. There was nothing. It was just a little room the size of this. And we worked on it. Remember that? You were there. We started the church in a little house. With Connie, her friend, her two kids, myself and my wife, six of us, we started church. That was exciting. You know, we stood there, we sung. We did praise and worship. We had our first service. Do you remember doing praise and worship? Remember? I remember singing, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. How many remember that song? Yeah. Remember that? We were singing stuff like that. Yeah. Six of us. Yeah. And then I did an offering. We received an offering from us. Do you know how exciting it was? It was exciting. I think we got maybe $15 or something. This was woohoo! Forget the restaurants I had and the business I was in. This was the exciting time of my life. Really. And then God gave me my wife. Oh my goodness. You know, at that point we were married. It was just like, wow. Everything, it was so exciting. I heard God. You know, God sent me from 9,000 miles away to find my wife. Yeah? 9,000 miles. Yeah, she played hard to get. She moved far away. Seriously, think about that. God will get you into position when you listen. And if you're in position when He speaks, He'll take you to your destiny.
That's right.
I'm telling you. And no one can tell me that my wife and myself should not be together. Look at what God's done through us. Come on. Two suitcases and a car that didn't belong to us. And now we've got that building over there. We've got this building over here. We've got the houses. We've got children. My God, this has been the most exciting time of my life. I have had there were challenges. Oh, sure, there were challenges. There were some pretty big challenges. I mean, even some of the challenges came from some loving people that we nurtured, gave money to and blessed them. And we're in the house at 2 o'clock in the morning praying for them, raised their kids, gave them free education. Free, no one doing it. And then all of a sudden, in the back. Remember, we went through it all. But I tell you what, I wouldn't change 1 second of living for God. And so I am living testimony that godliness is profitable. Now, we didn't go out there looking for profit. We went out there looking for God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all those things that are preordained and planned for you, not that you really need. The things you need are what are preordained and planned for your life. Did you get what I just said? You see, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 12:31. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all those things will be added to you. He's saying the things that you need, clothes and food and a house and insurance and a car and children. He says, all those things that you need will be added to you. Well, what do I need? God knows what I need. Because when He made me before the foundation of the world, fearfully and wonderfully, when He made me, He created me, He put a destiny inside of my life, in my spirit. And He said, you, like Abraham, are going to need a ram in the thicket on this day, on that mountain. You're going to need that ram. And God had preordained, and when Abraham about to sacrifice his son Isaac, and Isaac said, Dad, we got the wood, the fire, we got everything else, but where is the offering? He said, God will supply for Himself a offering. Yes. And the offering was there. You see, God, when He created you, He put the need in you.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors